This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Some degree of mental illness is faced by 20% of the people held in jails and 15% in state prisons. Social mobility continues to decline in Britain. Among men born in the poorest income quartile in 1958, 31% remained there as adults. Among the same generation born in 1970, the figure crept up to 38%. The director of the Moscow Polytechnic Museum says that education and science have become a form of resistance to politics in Russia. We can't win, but that does not mean we should stop resisting. So we try to grow a garden in the middle of hell. Her main target is teenage school children. New privacy rules approved by the Federal Communications Commission would require broadband providers to get permission to collect data on a subscriber's web browsing, app use, location, and financial information. Currently, broadband providers can track users unless those individuals tell them to stop. Interviews by the New York Times, more than 50 Trump supporters at campaign events in six states over the past week revealed a distinct change. The crowds appeared on edge and quick to lash out, and while some voters emphatically disputed polls suggesting that Clinton would win, others offered an apocalyptic vision of what life would be like if she did, with some claiming a revolution was in store. The Oregon occupiers were acquitted of conspiracy. Newspaper advertising is down 12%, leading speculation of significant layoffs in print news, even including major papers like the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and the New York Times. Federal prosecutors brought charges against dozens of people accused of taking part in a giant international crime ring that relied on Indian telephone call centers to bilk more than 15,000 Americans out of more than $300 million. Clinton leads by 7% statewide in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania. Clinton has a 77-9 lead in Philadelphia and a 90-1 lead among black voters. No black respondent from Philadelphia supported Trump in the survey. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.